Hello, I'm Jill Charlebois. This is your Sunday News podcast for May 11th. Owen Sound Police are investigating a fatal hit-and-run collision in the city. The collision happened at around 3 o'clock Saturday morning. A male pedestrian was struck by a vehicle while walking in the area of 5th Street East and 5th Avenue East. The driver failed to remain at the scene. Police are asking for the public's help in finding the driver and vehicle involved. They say that the vehicle is believed to be a 2016 to 2021 Honda Civic. The vehicle is expected to have noticeable front-end damage consistent with the impact. Anyone with information is asked to call Detective Jeff Bridgman at 519-376-1234, extension 1189. Bright Shores Health System is shifting priorities for outpatient blood collection. Starting on July 2nd, the Southampton Hospital Outpatient Lab will be collecting samples for oncology patients' neonatal bilis, same-day INR testing, and urgent requests from physicians. All other blood sample collection will be completed by DynaCare in Port Elgin. With DynaCare's expanded service, walk-in patients are accepted, but patients are also able to book an appointment online. American lawmakers are proposing a new bill that would allow Canadian snowbird travelers to stay in the country longer. The move is aimed at rebuilding cross-border tourism to help local economies. The Canadian Snowbird Visa Act proposes to allow Canadian citizens aged 50 and over to visit the United States without a visa for up to 240 days, which is up from the current 182 days each year. The bipartisan bill was introduced on April 29th by a group of politicians, including those from New York, California, and Florida. The difference of one single vote has changed the Quebec riding of Terrebonne to a Liberal seat in the House of Commons. Previously, the riding had been represented in government by the Bloc Québécois. The seat had been declared a win by the Liberals on election night, but then flipped to the Bloc. This week, the Chief Electoral Officer of Canada announced a judicial recount after the results showed that the incumbent Bloc representative, Nathalie Sinclair Desgagne, had beaten Liberal opponent Tatiana August by 44 votes. The official results show that August actually won by just one vote. Terrebonne is one of four ridings across Canada undergoing judicial recounts. The win gives the Liberal government 170 seats in the House of Commons, just too shy of a majority government. In sports, the Leafs are in Florida for Game 4 of their conference semifinal series against the Panthers. Toronto goes into tonight's game up 2-1. Elsewhere, the Jets are in Dallas for Game 3 of that series. The Blue Jays finish off their weekend series with the Mariners this afternoon at 4:10. Toronto sends Jose Urena to the mound, hoping to complete a sweep against Seattle. In the NBA playoffs, Denver hosts the Thunder this afternoon. Later on, the Cavaliers visit the Pacers. And two PWHL playoff games today, with Ottawa and Montreal at 2 o'clock, and Toronto visiting Minnesota at 5 this afternoon. From the Bayshore Broadcasting Weather Center, today's sunshine and breezy with a high of 16 and a UV index of 7 or high. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 6. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 23. And Tuesday, cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 22. You can find current conditions and the long-range forecast at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.